This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't wait to play Nancy's comments on Dome here in a second. One of the more subtle, savage, woman-on-woman violence things I've heard in politics in quite some time. We'll see if you catch it. But here's what we have this hour. Some good news about Georgia, the Georgia Trump trial stuff. I don't want to get your hopes up too far, but with some good news. We'll hopefully get to Dove partnering with this Goodyear blimp chick. We're going to do all kinds of emails. You need to email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions tomorrow. For tomorrow, I should say. Email them now, but they're for tomorrow. Ask me anything. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, let's see if you can hear it. It's not that difficult to hear. You see, women are vicious, can be vicious to each other. I shouldn't say are. That's not fair. A lot of women have very close friends. But women can be so savage to each other because of the subtle little ways they can slip that knife in with a smile. Nancy Pelosi, she was being interviewed on CNN. That was that CNN interview I already played for you, a little clip of where she was asked about Joe Biden dropping out. But she's asked about Dome. And Dome being Biden's running mate. Is she the best running mate? And let's see if you catch it. I'm going to let the whole thing play. Chris, Michael, we did not prep this beforehand. I'm going to see if you two catch the most savage little part of this whole thing.
Kamala Harris, the best running mate for this president?
He thinks so. And that's what matters. And by the way,
do you think so?
She's very politically astute.
Do you think she is the best running mate, though?
She's the vice president of the United States. So people say to me, well, why isn't she doing this or that? I said, because she's the vice president. That's the job description. You don't do that much. Mm-hmm. You're a source of strength, inspiration, intellectual resource, and the rest. I think she's represented our country very well at home and abroad.
Chris, which part did you catch? Which part? He thinks so is pretty bad. That was on my top five. Michael, what was your part? Yes, that's right. I agree. Michael got it. They don't do that much. That may sound like some offhanded thing. Not a big deal, right? I guarantee you, especially the young ladies who work on Kamala Harris's staff, they were notified of that video clip. They were texted and emailed that video clip a half a second after it aired on the CNN. They then began texting and emailing each other about how vicious that clip is. And then one of those brave souls, brought it to Dome. And I can just picture the look on Dome's face as she sits there listening to Nancy Pelosi explain very calmly that she doesn't even do very much. Old Dome probably looked like she sucked on a lemon.
Kamala Harris, the best running mate for this president?
He thinks so.
Stop it, Chris. I said a lemon.
And that's what matters. And by the way,
you think so?
She's very politically astute.
Do you think she is?
I love that part, too. How she talks about her as if she's a, wow, look at this little toddler. He can finally talk and make poopies in the potty. She's
the
very, 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 very politically astute.
Kamala Harris, the best running mate for this president?
He thinks so. And that's what matters. And by the way,
you think so?
She's very politically astute.
Do you think she is the best running mate, though?
She's the vice president of the United States. So people say to me, well, why isn't she doing this or that? I said, because she's the vice president. That's the job description. You don't do that much. You know, you.
I love it. All right, quit. Focus. We have some good news. We have more good news. But you're going to have to wait on that because I have to get to a couple emails. I'm trying to clear some out because we have a big backlog. And tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are your calls. Hold on. Chris going again? Is it important? Is it something important? Oh, it's about his wife. Oh, I thought it was important. I'm kidding, Chris. Go ahead. Oh, you're going to the airport? Oh, that sucks. And it's storming out there. Have a nice drive, Chris. Anyway, Jewish producer Chris is gone for the night. Now it's just me and Michael. So we know the music will improve. Hopefully Chris is still here to hear that. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, instead of calling it the SSS, he's referencing the new term we came up with on the show. This is patented. It's actually not patented at all. Can you patent words, or is that copyrighted? I think that's you can patent phrases, Michael. How much does it cost? Like, if we wanted to patent social shame system, could we do that? Is that something that's something we can do, or we could? I'm gonna do it, and then we'll charge people $5 every time they use it. Anyway, focus. Social shame system. Ours is all backwards. All social shame system is describing what culture is. You know what a culture is. It's what your society incentivizes and what they disincentivize. Ours is all upside down. That's why the new spokesperson for Dove looks as if she should be on the endangered species list. Wait till I get to this Black Lives Matter commie right here. Just ruins some girl's life. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, Jesse, instead of calling it the SSS, for which Media Matters sounds more like SS, he said, I was thinking about just calling it the triple S. It's clean and easy, and also, it sounds powerful, the triple S. You know what? I just had a better thought. Live on national radio, I just had a better thought. Are you ready for this? Instead of social shame system, and instead of this triple S idea, this guy said, I'll just do this. Like three S's in a row. You see? That's brilliant. Gosh, I knew I nailed that one. So our S is all messed up. You see? You see how that works? Gosh, I love these brilliant things. You know, people oftentimes ask me, I mean, millions and millions, if not billions of people have asked me, Jesse, you're the best. We love you so much. You're the best ever. And I'm always all, no, I'm not, but I kind of am. Okay, anyway. And then they say to me, Jesse, how is it you do what you do, all this brilliance, every single, billions have asked, what, Michael? Billions have asked me this. How do you do this every day? And I can't answer these questions, all right? Genius is not something that can be explained to just anybody.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Think we got some good news out of Georgia. To give you a kind of a CNN version of the breakdown on what happened. Here it is.
We just learned that the cases have been severed. There will be separate trials. One that begins in just 5 weeks for the two defendants. But Donald Trump and the rest of the co-defendants will be tried separately and later.
Now, I said this is good news. I don't want to falsely get your hopes up. Okay, so that's not what I'm doing. You know, I try to just give it to you right between the eyes. That's how I was raised. All right, so this is what I heard. Why are they separate? What's separate? What's happening? You know how there are all these defendants in the Georgia trial because it's a RICO trial. A RICO trial, the racketeering trial where they're trying to prove a criminal organization, which is so ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but it's a RICO trial. In a RICO trial, they're oftentimes, most of the time, from what I understand from my lawyer friends, tried together, which you would because you're putting essentially the entire organization on trial, charging the different members all together, that kind of a thing. This one is being separated where two people, Kenneth Chesbrough and Sidney Powell, it doesn't really matter, two people, they have requested the judge speed up their trial to avoid more legal costs because the longer your trial goes on, the longer you pay a lawyer, it gets expensive, so on and so forth. They agreed to separate the trial. So these two people, their trial is going to begin in October. Trump's is going to begin later. Now, why is this good news or why might this be good news? Because as soon as I saw it, I reached out to some lawyer friends and asked why. They were all, you should note, up in the air on whether or not it will be good in the long run. But to a man and to a woman, they said, Jesse, it could be good because if you're separating these people, when a RICO trial should really all be done at once, if they're separating these people, maybe it shows the whole RICO charge, which really is so beyond absurd, against Trump. Maybe it shows that one is not very strong and it might be the flimsiest part of their case. That's what my lawyer friends told me. Now I told you. I think that's good news. I think good news when it comes to Trump's legal problems is very, very difficult to come by. So anytime we get any kind of a little ray of hope or sunshine, I feel like I should share that. That's me, Mr. Sunshine, Jesse Sunshine Kelly. What, Michael? It is me. Now, speaking of Trump, we're going to speak very briefly about this Megyn Kelly interview he did that's been heard around the world, even though I don't think the interview's even aired yet. Before we get to that, let's get to this. What do we do? How do we handle ourselves every single day with all the bad news and all the stress and all the things we can wake up and feel bad about? Well, we have to find ways to get away from it. And we have to find ways to ease that stress. And we have to find, and I hate this as much as you do, healthier ways. I can't run to a double cheeseburger and fries every time I have a bad day. I definitely don't want to go run into the bourbon. I practice with my weapon now more than I have since I was in the Marines because Mantis X gives me the freedom to practice in the comfort of my home. I don't always have time. I don't always want to spend the money to go to the range, but Mantis X attaches to my weapon and I practice in the comfort of my home without leaving the air conditioning. It's dumping rain as we speak here in Houston. I'm going to go home and practice and I'm going to stay completely dry. Use it. The Green Berets use it. Use it. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, I'm going to end up playing that entire professor thing probably 10 minutes from now. I'm going to play that whole professor thing from the beginning. We'll stop it, start it, walk through it. It's important to understand how these people think. It's important to understand the language these climate change nutters use so we can recognize it and slap it down, all right? Now, I'm going to do this very briefly, and then I'm going to move on. We talk a lot about politicians and how I feel about them, how you feel about them. I understand it is human nature. You probably are in a one politician's camp or another, especially when it comes to president right now. Almost undoubtedly, you are in the Trump camp. Hardcore. DeSantis camp, hardcore. Maybe even one of the others, hardcore. But you're in a camp. That's the norm for people. And that's fine. That's human nature. I don't do that. I don't fall in love with them. I'm in nobody's camp. I've told you who I'm voting for. I've told you why. I've told you who I'm voting for in the primary. I've told you who I'm voting for in the general. I've laid all this stuff out very, very clearly. But Trump is an interesting figure. I find him to be very, very interesting because of how people view him. I think it's very odd, and I'm probably at odds with you about this. I just brought up Trump's name. Almost guaranteed that brought up feelings of love and affection and loyalty in you, or you're completely repulsed by him. You think he is the biggest piece of crap in the world. You hate his guts. You think he's this. You think he's that. And he doesn't prompt any of those emotions in me. I view Trump as a system disruptor, a very effective president for 3 years until COVID got here. And then you messed all that up. He did. But a system disruptor who changed a lot of how politics operate in this country, did a lot of good, did plenty of bad to go along with it. I view him, though, from an overall standpoint, as being more of a tragic figure than anything else. For you, he's probably either your champion or your devil. You hate him or you love him. I think he's a tragic figure because he's in the middle of being destroyed by a very evil system. And he's going to be the first example to future system disruptors of what the system is going to do. And I view him as a tragic figure for this reason as well. He wasn't ready to handle, and I don't know that anybody is, if I have to say something in his defense, to handle a very nefarious and evil deep state. He's not ready. He wasn't ready. He's not ready. Still not ready. He just didn't understand, does not still understand the complete breadth of the evil around him. So people are either outraged or they're defending him over this clip here. I heard this clip here, and look, it just, all it did is it made me shrug my shoulders and say, yeah, a tragic figure.
But I have people on the other side, not my side. They said, you saved 100 million people because I got it done in 9 months as a...
He's talking about the COVID vaccine, of course. I'll let him start again.
But I have people on the other side, not my side. They said, you saved 100 million people because I got it done in 9 months as opposed to 5 years to 12 years. A lot of people...
You're proud of it.
No, I'm not proud of it. I'm saying what Democrats think.
But, yeah, of course, a lot of people have been vaccine injured. And that's one of the questions. Those people are mad that they were rushed through and that they can't sue.
Well, I never gave mandates, and people have to make up their own, make their own decision, as far as I'm concerned. Now, some places had mandates, very strong mandates, but there are Democrats that say, why aren't you talking about that? It's one of the, they really believe strongly. One said, you say, and this is very smart people, they said, you saved 100 million people worldwide. Why aren't you talking about it? I said, I'm not talking about it. We did a tremendous job, and it's never... they appreciated what I did with the economy. I got a lot of good marks on economy. I got a lot of good marks on a lot of things. Rebuilding the military, getting rid of ISIS.
Supreme Court.
I never got, I think, the credit that I deserved on COVID.
Okay. Today, that clip has been played 10,000 times. And people are either doing the, yeah, Trump is right. He's perfect. There's no way he could have known. Everybody's Johnny come lately. Now it was the best he could do. Or on the other front, Trump is the evil antichrist. He won't apologize. He's Mr. Communist lockdowns. And I hear that clip. And you know what I hear? I hear a man who got eaten alive by the deep state and it cost him re-election. How they handled COVID cost Trump his reelection, just the mail-in voting alone. Remember, COVID was the reason for all that mail-in voting, all those drop boxes. It was the justification for all that. The lockdowns were the justification for all of that. I hear a man who got chewed up by the deep state and is still getting chewed up by it and still doesn't quite fully understand that. And I'm going to move on. But that's what I hear. I don't hear somebody who's going to own it. Maybe he doesn't fully understand yet. Why do you think they approved that thing after 9 months? Why do you think that was so odd to rush job one like that? Because there's not enough time to test it. Well, it is what it is, man. Look, this is what I've said a million times. System disruptors, the first one deserves all the credit in the world for being the first one. That would be Donald Trump. The next one, whoever he is, I have no idea. He will be smarter and meaner. And then when the system destroys that one, and they will, the next one after him will be smarter and meaner than that guy. And then the next one after him and the next one after him. And so eventually we probably get to someone who's probably too mean. he's a little Genghis Khan-ish, but that's how these things usually go. All right, we're moving on. Let's get back to that professor and ripping on these climate genocidal maniacs in some emails in Rough Greens. Because I, very sadly, do not get to eat a double cheeseburger with fries every meal. Did you know, for a huge part of my life, I was not above going to one of these fast food places and getting a double cheeseburger for breakfast in the morning? The wife will make fun of me for it to this day. She'll bring it up. I understand. I love junk food. I love fast food. I know. We can't eat it every meal, can we? Why? Well, because it's empty calories. I still have it on occasion, obviously, but it's empty calories. You don't eat fast food every meal. Then why do you give your dog fast food every meal? That's what we're doing when we give our dogs dog food. Dog food is empty calories. There's no nutrition in it. They kill everything in it. It's just empty calories. Our dogs need vitamins, minerals, and digestive enzymes. That bad breath, those achy joints, the dog coat, the lethargic dog. These things are the result of a dog that doesn't get any nutrition. Rough Greens is the nutrition. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags with a phone call. All you pay for is the shipping. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And so I have these dreams of doing this special segment. I don't think he would agree to do it. And I don't think it would work for radio. So I'm never going to get to do these special segments. But this is the dream I have. I want to get my dad. He doesn't live down here. He lives up in Montana. But I want to get my dad, who's one of these old school types. And every now and then, maybe once a week, I just want to bring him certain headlines and describe certain things to him. And I just want to capture his natural reaction on camera. I think it would be so funny. This one is one of my favorites in quite some time. There's this chick. Her name is Zanha Bryant. She's a communist. That's all she is. They list her as a community organizer and student activist. She's just a communist. That's all she is. She's a tip of the spear street communist. She will be her entire life. She is also gigantic. That is not an insult to people who struggle with weight. Maybe you struggle with weight. It's going to come into play here in a moment. Just know that she is huge. Absolutely. I'm talking view level huge. Huge. She ruined somebody's life. Back in 2020, during the Black Lives Matter protests, maybe you remember this story. I know we talked about it briefly on the show. During the Black Lives Matter protests, there was a girl, a white girl, who didn't do anything. And yet this lady falsely said that the Black Lives Matter, this Bryant lady, the communist, said that the white girl said the Black Lives Matter protesters would make good speed bumps. The white girl never said that. It turned out all this stuff was a lie. Well, the university launched this gigantic investigation, pretty much ruined this girl's life. In the end, she was exonerated, but it ruined her life. The girl still isn't into law school. She was going to law school, so it was bad. Ruined her life. You know, standard commie struggle session garbage. Well, the Zanha Bryant communist, she has sayings on social media like this. Fat liberation is something we should all be talking about. Tell us what fat liberation means to you using the hashtag size freedom and tagging Dove to share your story. Dove, you know, the people who make the soap and all kinds of stuff like that. They've partnered with Communist Bryant on a fat liberation size freedom campaign. And I so want to, and I know it's not something that'll ever happen. I just don't know logistically how I could pull it off. I want to sit down with my father, and I just want to play for you and me. I just want to play this audio. In the video, there's a video to go with it. I want to play this for him, and I just want his natural reaction.
My belief is that we should be centering the voices and experiences of the most marginalized people and communities at all times. So when I think about what fat liberation looks like to me, it looks like centering the voices and the experiences of those who live in and who maneuver through spaces and institutions in a fat body. It looks like making accessible spaces and having conversations that are aware of the fact that people have different bodies and that they are interacting with space and people and institutions and communities in a different way. Fat liberation looks like fully embracing those differences and having those conversations instead of shying away from them. To learn more about fat liberation and the campaign for size freedom.
Can't take it. I've got to see my dad's reaction. I have to. Here's all it is, too. Let's go back to this. What is this fat liberation stuff? What is this about? How could somebody transition so seamlessly from being a Black Lives Matter civil rights activist to a fat liberation activist? Why? You already know why, don't you? Why? Because in the end, it's just about destruction. That's all. It's a religion of the malcontent. It's a religion of destruction and domination. So in 2020... when you see an opportunity to destroy America's history, tear down monuments, make an idiot of yourself in the streets, you dive on that. And Lord willing, she didn't dive on anybody, but you dive on that. And a few years later, once all that Black Lives Matter stuff has gone out of style, you're not done destroying things. You just got done destroying the ice cream section. You want to destroy every day, all day. And so you're next, the next mountain to climb, or the next mountain of pancakes to eat, it's the whole fat liberation thing. What do you want to do? You want to destroy people's health. instead of encouraging people to maybe get in a little better shape. That doesn't mean you have to go around yelling at people for being fat. People struggle with weight and all that stuff's fine. But instead of doing that, you tell people, no, you want to get as fat as humanly possible. It's about fat liberation. You want to be gigantic like me. You want to have to purchase 3 airline tickets. That is the information you want to spread around when your religion is purely about destruction, all right? Did you hear what Iran said? I call Iran a lot because I'm uneducated, but I keep getting told by people with college degrees that it has to be Iran. So you should know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and forth. Iran, that's how uneducated white trash Jesse says it. Iran is proper, so I'm going to be half educated, half uneducated. That way, I'm more of a Renaissance man. Here's what their leader had to say about the $6 billion we just gave them.
So if I hear you clearly, that it will be used for more than humanitarian purposes, in your view.
Humanitarian means whatever the Iranian people needs. So this money will be budgeted for those needs. And the needs of the Iranian people will be decided and determined by the Iranian government.
Do you ever wonder what interpreters make? Michael, did you ever look into that? I think for about 15 minutes, my sister, I have an older sister, I think if I remember right, she's going to call and yell at me if I have this wrong. She was thinking about being an interpreter in her youth. Maybe I should be an interpreter.
Buenas tardes.
Like a Spanish one. And then I'll get attached to some exotic post where they speak Spanish, like Brazil. And then I'll just be down there speaking Spanish Brazilian. What, Michael? I would not tell them the wrong things, Michael. I habla very, very well for your information. Me and the Brazilians and Spanish, they go very, very, very well. Now, let me speak to you really quickly in English and maybe a little Espanol. Babies, they need to be protected. Remember that. Babies must be protected at all times. Preborn is the one out there on the front lines protecting those babies. When you give your $28 to Preborn, it doesn't go to line some CEO's pocket. It doesn't go for fancy private jets. It goes to an ultrasound for a young woman who is about to abort her baby. She is seeking out an abortion. And instead, there comes Preborn saying, hey, how about a free ultrasound? And remember this, when she chooses life and they overwhelmingly choose life once they hear the heartbeat, Preborn comes alongside them for up to 2 years of care. Diapers, formula, you need substance abuse classes, whatever you need. Preborn's there. That's what your $28 does. Preborn.com/Jesse. Go save a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. All right. I just want to play this one more time for you here. I can't believe this human being's vice president.
Here's the thing. We were all born knowing that there's nothing we can take for granted.
And that's exactly why Nancy Pelosi comes out and says she doesn't do very much.
Kamala Harris, the best running mate for this president?
He thinks so, and that's what matters. And by the way,
do you think so?
She's very politically astute.
Do you think she is the best running mate, though?
She's the vice president of the United States. So people say to me, well, why isn't she doing this or that? I said, because she's the vice president. That's the job description. You don't do that much. You know?
Jesse, I often hear you say communists are well prepared and know what to do for elections. I got on TikTok and just listened to some of these communist podcasts. I don't argue. I just listened. You are absolutely right. They openly admit it's small town elections that matter, that they really and they really fight for that. It came as no surprise as I heard that on some big conspiracy show somewhere else. That's mine. You are absolutely right. Win local elections. Thanks for spreading the wisdom of the ages to the ill-informed Semper Fi. Remember, it's not just that you should run for local election. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but these elections aren't that difficult to win. Now, it might be vicious. You have to be prepared to maybe get yelled at a little bit in the grocery store one day. These people love to hold on to their little local positions of power like grim death because it's all they have in life, and the commie loves that power. So it might get a little uncomfortable on Facebook for you, but you can win these elections. Get out there and jump in. What we need is anti-communists like you, all right? Just like you. All right. They're destroying the military in emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I've now officially talked myself into the segment with my dad thing. It's a good idea, is it not, Michael? Michael agrees. There has to be some way to make this happen. I don't know. We can't get him on the phone, Michael. I don't know. Well, here's a couple things about my dad. Here's some of the reasons why this won't work. You need to understand. One, my dad doesn't do anything he doesn't want to do. And the wife is probably freaking out as she hears me say this, because she's probably saying, you're the same way. You're the exact same way. But here's how it would work. He wouldn't want to agree to come on every week. And if he decided he didn't want to come on, he just wouldn't answer the phone. He'd be out there, I don't know, running cattle or something, doing something on his ranch, shooting guns. And he would just look at the phone and say, I don't feel like that right now. And he just wouldn't come on. That's one. Two, he will hang up on us. And I know people think I'm half joking, but nobody, and I've had people email me who know my dad. They know I'm telling you the truth. My dad's going to hang up the phone. What, Michael? I guess you're probably right, Michael. Michael says that's part of the experience if we do it. When he's done, he's just going to do to you, to everybody. He's going to do to the nation what he does to me. He's going to hang up the phone whenever he's done. And he's going to go on and go back and do the stuff he wants to do. And he won't think there's anything wrong with that. What? I was done. It'll be that. But man, what I would give. Plus, we need it on video. Ready to be better on video. I need my dad on video. Just his live reaction to this.
My belief is that we should be centering the voices and experiences of the most marginalized people and communities at all times. So when I think about what fat liberation looks like to me, it looks like centering the voices and the experiences of those who live in and who maneuver through spaces and institutions in a fat body. It looks like making accessible spaces and having conversations that are aware of the fact that people have different bodies and that they are interacting with space and people and institutions and communities in a different way. Fat liberation looks like fully embracing those differences and having those conversations instead of shying away from them. To learn more about fat liberation and the campaign for size freedom.
I can't. I've got to know. All right. I'm going to get back to this climate change genocidal monster of a professor here in five minutes or so. And we're going to discuss, apparently women have been doing a survey. Someone did a survey. And they found out that men are obsessed with the Roman Empire. As in obsessed. It's not just me who talks about it. Dudes love Rome. Why? What is this fascination with Rome? We will discuss that. Let's get through a couple emails. Then we'll get to the commie professor and other things. Jesse, I've been a huge fan of you and your show ever since seeing you on Tucker years ago. I bought your book. I wear my AC pin. I agree with everything you said up until a couple weeks ago, and now I think you might be a deep state actor. A couple weeks ago, someone asked you what the best cookie was, and you said oatmeal raisin. There's no way a red-blooded American could answer that way. No fruit belongs in a cookie, especially dried fruit. Maybe all those crayons you've been eating have messed up your taste buds. Keep changing people's lives, and his name is Dorian. We're
changing people's lives!
Listen, do you want to know why the oatmeal raisin cookie is superior to the other cookies? And I know you're saying chocolate chip right now. Chocolate chip. And I'm not anti-chocolate chip. I'm really not. I love chocolate chip cookies. Love them. When my sons were little, if the wife was out of town, I would go to the grocery store. And I don't know when the last time you were in the little baked goods cookie section was in the grocery store, but they have these Toll House ones that the cookies are basically already made, and you just break off the raw cookie and drop it on a pan and throw it in the oven. And I used to make those for my sons, and I used to tell them they were my homemade chocolate chip cookies. So look, I love chocolate chip cookies. But cinnamon combined with the raisin, it gives an elevated flavor experience. A party in your mouth. A chocolate chip cookie is good. It's delicious even. It's delicious. I'm not besmirching a chocolate chip cookie. But fruits are superior in desserts. You know what doesn't belong in desserts? Your nuts. Keep your nuts out of my dessert. I'm tired of eating a brownie with nuts on it. Or even worse, I find out you put your nuts in it. I'm sick of that. nuts don't belong on Sundays. Keep your nuts off of my Sunday. I'm tired of the nuts in dessert. Stop nutting dessert. Fruit the dessert. You know what's the best pie? Probably key lime pie. What's the best cookie? Oatmeal raisin. No nuts, more fruit. That is, look, that's my commitment to you. Now, the question is, what is the My Patriot Supply solution to the no nuts in the dessert problem? I don't know. All I know is my Patriot Supply emergency 3-month food kit. Yes, it will keep me alive for 3 months. The wife's kit will keep her alive for 3 months. My son's, their kit will keep them alive for 3 months while we figure out what's going on. But will I be eating brownies with nuts in them? Will I be eating key lime pie? That remains to be seen. All I know is it's non-perishable food and I need it. Everyone needs one. Everyone needs 3 months worth of emergency food. And I need to be clear, if you have 3 months worth of emergency non-perishable food for everyone who lives in your home, then you don't need one of these. Don't bother. But most people do not. I did not. I struggled with that for years trying to cobble together this and that. Finding My Patriot Supply was a godsend. And right now they have them $200 off. $200 off an emergency 3-month food kit. Get one for everyone in your home while they're $200 off. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you get that deal. All right? PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Jesse, the Hawaiian Electric Company is being sued by shareholders. Apparently between 2019, 2020, 2022, money had been diverted from wildfire prevention to renewable energy resources. There is a crisis. It's related to climate, and it's caused by humans. This man-made climate hysteria will be the death of us all. It's already killing people. Well, he's right. Not just about this instance. In many, many, many other instances, climate hysteria is killing people. Lots of them. Did you know it's already killed millions of people? Did you know that? Did you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto yet, which you can purchase at jessekellybook.com? No, quit. Seriously. The things they've already banned, the things they're already banning. Climate change hysteria always ends. Always ends. The belief that man is changing the climate always ends in men dying. Men dying, oftentimes, most of the time, in mass. So why is that? Have you wondered? Why is it that every single time we try to save the planet or save the glaciers or save the oceans or save this plant or save this or save that, why is it that every effort to save the planet results in human beings losing their lives? That's odd, wouldn't you say? What if I had a policy around my home? I had several policies around my home. I had rules. I laid them out for my sons. These are the rules. And every single time my sons enforced those rules, an ant would die. What conclusion would you come to if I had a list of things I wanted my sons to do, and at the end of every one of those things, there were dead ants? What conclusion would you finally come to? Have you gotten there yet? We're going to go back to this professor and scientist. Dennis Meadows is his name. We're going to go through the entire thing to begin next hour. They're killing people because that's the idea. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.